Good morning, it's Tuesday, June 14th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect a mix of sun and clouds, with a high of 65 degrees and a low of 48 degrees. One of the biggest gatherings in Puyallup is coming back in full force with a competitive art show and vintage cars. The Puyallup Main Street Association is hosting its annual Meeker Days Festival June 17 through the 19th downtown near Pioneer Park. The free event will run from 12 to 7 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday. Attendees can expect to see over 300 vendors, with many already participating in the farmers market, which runs from April 16 to October 8. Event planner Kelty Pierce said the festival is for those who like arts and crafts, candles, food and artisans. The Vintage Car Show by Cruz Puyallup is new this year. Another new addition to the festival is Art Battle, with artists of all ages creating a masterpiece in under 20 minutes Sunday. The public will choose the winner. Attendees can also expect to hear live tunes from musicians and bands. There will also be aerial acrobat performances and a kids' zone with a 9-hole putt-putt course and other games. A Lakewood man is one of 5 people charged in U.S. District Court in connection with drug trafficking in Southwest Washington. Federal prosecutors say 35-year-old Jesus Venegas Gatica and the suspects belong to a family organization that has been moving illegal drugs for a decade. Court documents say they conducted large-scale methamphetamine deals in Pierce, Thurston, Lewis, Cowlitz and Grays Harbor counties. One informant told investigators the Venegas family transported 20 to 25 kilograms of meth to Washington each month. Law enforcement said they tied the group to trafficking more than 105 pounds of meth at locations including a casino parking lot in Thurston County and an outlet mall store in Centralia. The U.S. attorney said if convicted, the suspects face a minimum sentence of 10 years in prison due to the large amount of drugs involved. Washington berry season is off to a late start. By mid-June, in a year of average weather, South Sound berry farmers would be nearing their final strawberry harvests. In 2022, many haven't even begun picking, and those that have are reporting smaller fruits and lower yields. That's according to several farmers who spoke with the News Tribune. Last summer's unprecedented heat wave sent temperatures soaring above 110 degrees Fahrenheit up and down western Washington and Oregon. Larger farms were able to bounce back from those losses, but this spring's cold snap, heavy rains, a random snow day, and hail piled up. The cold weather also prevents pollinators such as honeybees from doing their job. Further compounding the problem, farmers said, is the ongoing challenge of finding enough workers. More than 2,000 students will graduate from Tacoma Public Schools this week. The Tacoma Dome will host a number of large events from Monday, June 13 to Friday, June 18. Every graduate can get 8 complimentary tickets, and they can choose to purchase additional seats for $5 apiece. Day of event tickets are also available, so I expect traffic in the area throughout the week. Each commencement offers a live stream with closed captioning on Facebook and local television. The new chief of the Key Peninsula Fire Department is ready to make some changes. Dominic Nick Swinhart was hired as the new Key Peninsula Fire Chief in April. He has more than 30 years of firefighting experience under his belt, and most recently served as chief of the Camas Washougal Fire Department for almost 11 years. Swinhart was born and raised in Grays Harbor County and spent most of his adult life there and in Thurston County. A big topic for Key Peninsula residents is a parcel of land across the street from the Key Center station. Fire commissioners paid $2.1 million for land surrounding the current station for a possible renovation. Community members said there wasn't enough transparency or discussion before buying the property. Swinhart said he wants to improve the lines of communication with the community and keep them in the loop on important decisions. The chief said the department hired 7 new staff members in hopes of increasing service, lowering response times, and decreasing overtime costs. There's part of Sumner that might fulfill your cravings next weekend. The Sumner Main Street Association is hosting its inaugural block party from 12 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, June 18. The free event will happen downtown near the Main Street and Ryan Avenue intersection. SMSA Executive Director Matt Loeb said the block party will feature 11 food trucks, including Velvet's Big Easy, Sam Choi's Poke to the Max, and Born and Braised. Velvet's Big Easy is known for its gumbo as well as shrimp and grits. People go to Sam Choi's Poke to the Max for its poke and other popular dishes from Hawaii. Born and Braised specializes in Filipino delicacies such as pancit and lumpia. There will also be games such as cornhole, live music, and a beer garden. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNT Offers for more information.